Ed, 1 week ago we talked about the alfalfa weevil. Don't really expect it to be a problem, but let's turn our attention back to alfalfa again today. How much damage can you do to the crowns if you get out there and it's really kind of wet and you're shoving them down into the ground with the wheels?
There's a lot more damage than people realize. That's why I want to mention it. Of course, Vaughn, it may not be a big deal this year because the alfalfa, so many fields are really in bad shape. And they might be thinking, I don't know if I'm going to keep this anyway. So, hey, let's have a drive at it. And don't worry about it because we're going to be tearing it up or replanting it this fall. But the thing is that the traffic can damage crowns and stems for regrowth. That's going to affect your later cuttings. Maybe not so much this one, but the later cuttings. It's the more we do after mowing, the more damage that occur in there because that's when we got the stems trying to regrow and so forth. For every day after mowing, we get a 5% yield reduction of damage that you do on those crowns. So we really need to take the steps to reduce the amount of wheel traffic. You know, a lot of times we don't think about it. It's a perennial, like our yards. We just do it because we think it's always going to be there. But alfalfa is sensitive. Different varieties will tolerate the traffic differently. So it also depends on which variety you have out there, the age of your stand.
Well, if you're in year five, don't worry about
it. Well, next, they may not worry about it this year because we have so much loss anyway, and I was going to kill it, but I never could get to it because it's always wet. Smaller equipment, smaller tractors, anytime we can put smaller equipment, it's going to help have a lot less pressure on those fields, less compaction. Anytime we can reduce the amount of field activity, and of course field activity, we would say rake as soon after cutting as possible. Before we start getting regrowth, we get out there and we rake it. So if we can rake right away, that's less wheel traffic later.
Well, chances are if it's dry enough to cut, that's your best opportunity to rake right there anyway.
That's right. And you want it to dry out. That's why we're raking it. If you get a larger swath, so once again, you don't have as much equipment going into a smaller area, less driving across the field. So your equipment selections can help. Anything you can do to reduce the trips across the field is going to keep crowns healthier and help you with the regrowth.
Well, you know, we talk about depressed corn prices and depressed soybean prices, but the one thing that's gone the other way is the value of hay.
Well, there's a hay shortage going on, so if you have the hay, you ought to be able to get a pretty good price for it, particularly if it's good quality, because there's so many fields have been lost, there's problems in other areas that we know that people are looking for hay this year, and just supply and demand, that's going to drive up the price. We also know the farmers who need forage who may be looking at other alternatives, whether they put grass out there trying to get something quickly, or using the sedan grass for summer forage. So it's going to be a tough year for forage, but if you got hay, it's going to be a good price.
Okay, well, that's good news. Thank you, Ed, for Ag Talk. Vaughn Wickerham with Ed Lentz. Good morning to you.
Good morning.